It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio with Thorin Christendotter. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and welcome to summer.
I know, right?
Yeah, I also say that because of weather, but also, really, this is your welcome to summer issue, right?
It is. June issue is, well, it's not here. It'll be here today. It'll be delivered by 9:30 this morning.
That's always the roughest part of the week. Well, it can't be the roughest part of the week, but still. It's got to be one of those things that you can't wait to get it out there. But I love the picture right on the front cover.
Great. I'm happy to hear that. Well, it's a typical summer, right?
Yep. It's bright, it's light, and it exemplifies summer, which was what we need to come out of after a winter that was a weird winter and a spring that was a weird spring.
I agree. And when we saw the picture from Libby, we're like, that's the one. We popped it right on the cover. And I don't know if I've told you, but it's funny. Sometimes we get photos from Laszlo or Libby that we love, and we pop them on the cover with a masthead, and they just don't have the same pizzazz. Other times we'll even have photos that we're like, oh, yeah, that's a good photo. But, you know, we were not like over the moon about it. But as soon as we pop it on there, it just looks amazing. So it's funny how that works. So we like this photo, so we know enough to say, okay, let's pop it on and see how it works on the cover. And it sure did. And especially changing the colors on the masthead, and it just we were super happy with it. So I'm glad to hear the feedback.
Yeah, no, it's bigger than life, and does introduce the magazine, of course, but it does introduce you to summer in a visual way. It's like, yes. it's really, I'm not going to compare this to fine art, but it's like when you go see art in person and you see something, it transports you. So and that's the great thing about visual art, whether it's photography or painting, it transports you. And that's what this picture does. I'm no expert, but I know that I look at a lot of media, and you need that first hook, and you got it. You got it.
Awesome. Love that.
All right, well, let's go inside for just a couple of the stories that we'll find. The Big Country Sky.
Yep, Betsy has stepped in for us with the artist profile. And for this issue, she talks with Tim Prentice and Dave Colbert about their art, and especially their process with, there's a room at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, I believe it's in the library, that they have undertaken the ceiling portion of and installed kind of a sculpture there.
They did that. They installed Tim Prentice's sculpture. They also changed the name, honoring a couple of longtime volunteers that have pushed the art program inside and outside. And that's where they had the blue and gold show this year, which is, by the way, it opened up and it is open every day until the end of school. People just have to check in with the main office, and they can see it during school hours.
So this is the story of the work that went behind putting this sculpture up, and about their art in general.
Yeah, Tim is an amazing guy, and the art is amazing, and this will forever hang in there now. It's part of the library, and they changed the name of the library, of the gallery in the library. But, you know, a while ago, many, many years ago, the Arts Fund for Region 1 was formed. And since that time, arts have become so big in Region 1, not only the high school, but it starts in the grammar school where Hotchkiss has a region-wide, I think it's a fourth grade art day. By the time these students get to high school, I think almost out of all the students, I think a couple hundred participated, 200 out of like 330 in the art programs at Housatonic. That's a staggering number.
That's fantastic.
So this is a great story on that as well, and Tim Prentice. All right, now getting away from that, in the summertime, a blooming business.
You like the title?
I do.
This is the story of Amanda and Greta and their company, AM Flower Co., and how they came about. They are all about Pine Plains. They're right out of Pine Plains. They grow their flowers there, and it's a, for the most part, subscription-based flower company. They also have a flower cart that they do, and it's, the initial story walks us through how this idea came about, who they are, and how their neighbors. And during COVID, they both love growing flowers, and during COVID, Greta had the idea of creating a flower cart outside their house, and they joined forces, and this is, I think, their second season. And I got to tell you, their flowers are beautiful. They started around Mother's Day with tulips, and I have actually gotten a couple of flower subscriptions now, and I have two in my living room right now, and they light up the room. They're beautiful.
Well, the names are flower names.
Yeah,
Very,
exactly.
really, and it's a great picture of them out front. You know, I was never growing up a flower person, but I now have I planted annuals in front of my house, which actually, by gosh, just they're in there like 6 years, and now they're really entrenched, and they come up, and I've got hanging baskets, my mother's hanging baskets, and then I've got geraniums and. That happened all over the past 5 or 6 years, but flowers make you feel better. Once again,
They
it's
do.
a sense. It's a sensory feeling.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, you see green in the house, and it's nice. And then in the summertime, you've got the green in the house and all the different colors outside. There's nothing like that sensory experience to make you feel better without even trying to make you feel better.
Exactly. And this time of year, I mean, you can see the photos from their flowers. They're just beautiful and colorful, and the texture of them, and you just want to go smell them.
All right, sensory experiences do include chocolate fudge in your next story we'll talk about.
Yes, and Libby's recipe this month is indeed old-fashioned chocolate fudge, which is a little bit of a tribute to her late stepfather. So that works also great for Father's Day coming up this month. And so she shares a little bit of about the story of her finding, I think is believe his name was Claude's recipe after he passed, and the memories that that brought back for her, and then the how pretty easy it is to create this fudge.
You know what? Fudge. I like fudge like I like my brownies. I like the burnt ends on the brownies, the
Okay.
corners. I love that. And I like all fudge, but I like the fudge that the homemade fudge that's not like 2 inches thick. And it gives you a nice it gives you that nice shot that you need every once in a while of sugar and energy. And
Oh,
it's fun
I'm with you.
and it's fun to make. By the way, it is fun to make. It's not
Yeah,
the
Libby
hardest
said
thing.
this one is pretty easy, so.
Yeah, well, it's not the hardest thing. It's a little sly. It's like making pizza. It's not hard, but there's cleanup. Okay, and there's
Right.
making fudge is the same way. Well, this type of fudge anyway. It's not hard, but there's a lot of cleanup and a lot that goes on with it. So that's a great story. Once again, to take us into the summertime, and I found this next story, the final one we'll look at today, really interesting. Something is going on, and. This deals with Ancrum, New York, the real estate market, how it's developed over the past couple of years. And you can apply this story probably to just about every town around here in our immediate tri-state region.
Yep, this is Christine's real estate feature this month, and she looked at the town of Ancrum, which also encompasses Ancrumdale. There are two rather interesting charts there, along with a map that I hope folks can more or less decipher, even though it's a little small, but it gives you the idea. And what my main interesting point that I took away from this was the impact that COVID has had and the value in Ancrum. And I live in Ancrumdale, so I read it, and I grew up in Ancrumdale, so I read it with kind of a different mindset also from that perspective. And Ancrum is a sought after place, I've found with Christine's research on this article. So I'm curious to see what our readers and my fellow neighbors, as well as some realtors, think of this.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the chart there. Land and home sales, single family homes in 2018 was, let's say a little over $9 million. The median price was $250,000, and it went up a little bit in 2019 to $377,000 is the median price, and actually the sales went down a little bit, but then. You jump from $5 million in sales to $22 million in 2020, and then
Yes.
once again in 2021, 16 million. And the interesting to look at is the median price for single family homes went from $2,500 in 2018 to $425,000 in 2021. These are
It has
interesting
almost
numbers.
doubled.
Yeah. Those are interesting numbers, and I'm sure if you looked at most areas around our area, the tri-state area, those numbers will match up. And some areas will be a little bit more, but nobody. I mean, Ever since COVID, the property values and the amount of properties available have just dwindled around here.
Yes, and Christine, also being a realtor, she has a access to all these numbers, and she said Ancrum is right up top there with this increased in value and the sales and the sought after, and the price having gone up so much. So I thought that was kind of eye-opening.
Well, the eye-opening thing was about it. Total sales in Ancrum of vacant residential lot, agriculture, and single-family homes was a little over $10 million. In 2019, it was a little over $7 million. In 2020, $26 million. In 2021, almost $19 million. You tie the 2020 year into what? To the pandemic. It's just it's amazing what happened around here.
It is, and we've talked about it many a time, and we've obviously had many real estate stories about it here, and it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this year pans out and how we go into 2023 in regards to real estate. But what do you think? Is it this a trend that's still staying?
Well, I think it's going to stay for a while. It's going to level off simply because it's not as many properties around anymore. But I'm sure the housing market, like every other market, has its ups and downs. But I think we're pretty steady here now for probably for the next year or two, and then see what happens then. But 2020 certainly led into a great 2021 as well. All right. Well, that is just some of the stories that we're following on your newsstands, hopefully a little bit later on today. Welcome to Summer Main Street Magazine. Of course, you can find them on the web at Main Street Mag as well, mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds terrific. Stay cool today.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Thorne Christendotter in Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.